Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 407 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about college football. We're going to talk about a couple of things that we've been watching lately, and we're going to talk about my new book that's out this week. It's called Define Sight See. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it. Anyway, we would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have a couple of really fun episodes coming up this September. There just might be an episode with Perry Shankle in the mix of all that. And our live book club this month for our $8 level is my new book. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And in the show notes, you can find a link to live stream tickets for our Dallas live show with Reed Drummond as our special guest, and a link for Dallas live show merch. Alrighty, here we go with episode 407. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
What's going on? What's happening? What's new?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That okay. Here we are in what? It's, I guess technically it's week three of college football season, really week two of the real college football season. And I want to say, first of all, thank you to everyone who reached out to me on Instagram to share your excitement over the fact that Notre Dame lost, because I've always voiced how much I dislike Notre Dame.
Sure.
But what I'm going to say is, in this particular case, Notre Dame continued to be the boil on the existence of humanity, because what I needed them to do was run the table. What I needed them to do was to be good. But what I'm going to tell you is, apparently the Aggies walked so that Northern Illinois could run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And listen, congratulations, Northern Illinois. What an upset. What a time to be alive. I'm thrilled for y'all. But Notre Dame, do better. What's happening?
Sure. What's happening? I mean, I felt that one for you, just in the sense of, you need them to national championship like nobody has ever national championship.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, they did not. They did not, in fact.
And it feels like somewhere between Notre Dame and between Brian Kelly, there's some sort of a link in this. We can't win. I mean, I'm going to say we can't win the big game. Well, they did win the big game last weekend. Maybe they can't win the small game. Maybe there's just, but I'm like, because everybody agreed last weekend after Notre Dame beat A&M, everybody was like, oh, they're in the playoff. They're for sure in the playoff. Look at their schedule. Who do they play? They're going to be in the playoff. Nobody's going to beat them. And Notre Dame said, hold my beer, hold my Irish beer, because guess what? Hold my Guinness, because we're going lose to Northern Illinois. So, I mean, who saw that coming?
I did not see that coming.
No.
And you know, there are a thousand things you think about. Like, is there some kind of letdown?
Yeah.
That, you know, are you overconfident going into that game? Is it hard after trying to motivate the guys to get them up for a game at Kyle Field to then try to motivate them for a game against Northern Illinois? But regardless, their coach looked frustrated.
As he should be. So, and he's way too handsome of a man to look that downcast.
Well, he did look very downcast.
Understandably so.
Yeah, I went to an Enneagram conference this weekend, so I did not see a ton of football. I mean, I watched all the replays and all that, but I didn't see a ton of football live. But I did see that Alabama really struggled for a while against South Florida.
Yeah.
There was a moment where it cut to Nick Saban, because they had dedicated the field to him. They cut to him, and I felt like nobody had ever wanted more an invitation to maybe share a few things that were on his mind about how that was going. I mean, it was just it was rough for over three quarters. It was really only at the very end that they kind of, you know, picked up and got it done.
They woke up. I know LSU, they struggled. And Auburn lost to Cal.
Mississippi State lost to Arizona State.
Yeah.
Which, mercifully, I got to tell you this. So I went to sleep late Friday night. I woke up early Saturday morning. And about 9 o'clock Saturday night, I was like, there's no way I can stay up for this game. Because it started at 9:30 my time. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record it. I'm going to get up in the morning and I'll watch it when we get home from church.
Yeah.
So I woke up the next morning and I had a text from my friend Tracy. It was just one word. It just said brutal. Oh. And so I was like, oh, so that did not go well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what I guess my point is in telling you this is I did not ingest any of the trauma of that loss.
Oh,
because I woke up, I found out we lost. I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
You know, I did not stress over it because I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know that this is not a really solid strategy for me going forward in this particular college football season.
Well, you know, it's the way that my dad has watched college football for years. You know that it's always, I text him and say, hey, Aggies won, Aggies lost. And then if they lost, he deletes it. And it's like, if a tree falls in the forest, if you don't hear it, did it really fall? I don't know.
I don't know. But I tell you what, you don't have any PTSD from that loss for sure. Or from that tree falling, as it were.
You're not living through it. Now, the Aggies beat McNeese State 52-10. But what I'm going to say about that is, okay, you know.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. We'll see.
Who do you play next week?
Oh, we go to Florida, which I feel like is going to be real indicative because, as we know, Billy Napier's pants have never been hotter. You know, I mean, like
they're
flaming.
They are on fire.
On
almost
fire.
Non-existent.
Uh-huh. Almost non-existent. So it'll be interesting to see because I feel like Florida really needs this win. And we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think Gainesville is always a tough place to play. And we'll see more of what our team is made of and what Florida looks like. So I don't know. I feel like this is kind of a pivotal weekend in terms of the season and seeing what we're working with.
Okay. We play Toledo in Starkville.
Okay.
I just, you know, you hope. I hope.
Yeah.
That's what I will say. I hope.
That's I don't really even hope anymore. I'm just like, okay. I'm checked out. I'm just a little emotionally checked out, but that's okay.
Thrive Market is the number one destination for parents looking for healthy, stress-free grocery shopping for the whole family during back-to-school season. And aren't we all looking for ways to make this time of year a little less stressful? From nut-free snacks to high-protein bars and snack packs for lunchboxes, Thrive Market has you and your kids covered as you get back into the school year and your routine. I love that Thrive Market only allows trusted, top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. They make it easy for me to get the right nutrition for myself and for my family with the click of a button. Use the Buy It Again feature and on-site filters to save time and easily get lunchbox staples and afternoon snacks delivered to your door. That's the best part. You don't have to actually make the trip to the store. I love the Chomps beef sticks. There are so many amazing granola choices. I love to get the Wisp cheese crisps. So many different great snacks. Great things for lunch boxes. I like to get the Wing CBD relaxation gummies. There's so many different natural cleaning and beauty products. And I've recently discovered the lavender Epsom salts, and they are so good. You can save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
But I'm going to tell you who I feel the worst for is, listen, Arkansas almost pulled out that win against Oklahoma State.
That was a snatching defeat from the jaws of victory situation.
Listen.
That was a Texas A&M Mississippi State situation.
It was.
That was.
I felt the pain of that. I just want to say I felt that for y'all. I don't have a dog in that hunt, but it
just. I don't
just,
either.
Man, that I was like, well, this feels terrible. And I really did feel for the Notre Dame people. I mean, you know, I have had my grievances against Notre Dame. I'll continue to have my grievances.
Yes, yes.
But I did feel for them because I thought there's really nothing worse than when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm already looking at hotel rooms for the national championship game.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to run the table. We got this thing in the bag.
Yeah.
And then not so fast.
Not so fast. Not so fast, my friend.
We had a comment on Patreon this past week where somebody said,
are y'all going to do side eyes and I see yous this year? Mm. And I was in my head, I thought, oh, side eyes.
Yeah.
I see yous.
We'd forgotten.
I don't know. I just hadn't reconnected with that idea. So that being said, do you have any side eyes?
Well, I mean, first side eye is to Notre Dame. What are you doing? Do better. I mean, it's your home opener. It's a home game. There was no reason. You paid them $1.4 million to come into your home stadium and beat you. And I'm going to say, listen, I feel that pain because Appalachian State, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, but, that one. And then I would say, and I see you, Northern Illinois, obviously. Yeah. Oklahoma State, you came back and won a game that by all intents and purposes, you should have lost.
Right.
Kudos to you for
that. Absolutely. I would give a side eye to the University of Alabama just because y'all, listen.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say, y'all.
Yeah.
And I understand that. As a former college athlete, I understand, right, that it's hard maybe to feel as motivated for every game. But, you know, I mean, an Alabama, a Georgia, whoever's coming in is going to give you everything they've got.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how Kalen DeBoer wants to communicate that to his players. But, I mean, that could have really gotten away from them. And I don't know what that was about. But even like Jalen Milroe, who's such a leader, he looked off. It was a strange night for Alabama football. But I see you goes to the University of Tennessee. I think they're legitimately good. I think they got something going in Knoxville. Yeah. And I hate that State has to go there and face it. But I think they've got something going on.
I agree. If I give another side eye, I'm going to say my other side eye would go to the Michigan Wolverines, which.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, we needed y'all to show up, Michigan. I needed y'all to show up and play a football game. I don't know how you won the national championship last year and you appear to be so terrible this year.
Right.
But I'm just going to say that watching the highlights of that game gave me pause in my spirit for what is going to happen on Kyle Field after Thanksgiving. It gave me some concerns in my heart.
Yeah, you don't. It's not necessarily what you're looking for,
no,
or what you would hope for for you personally. In that, situation.
That's what I'm saying. So it is what it is. But anyway, but I was like you. So Caroline came home because she, her book deadline was October 1st, and so, when school started back up, I mean, she really worked on it, you know, this summer, but then when school started back up, you know, it's hard to manage because she works and she's got extracurricular stuff and she's got classes and she was trying to finish this book. And she was like, I think I just need to come home. Like I need to come home so I can focus. And I was like, great, come home. And I'm going to tell you that we spent upwards of about 72 hours in a coffee shop.
Blessings.
Over the course of the weekend, we got up Saturday morning. And so there's something about like she writes, and then we have a doc and then I edit. And so I go through, she has an editor. I'm not her main editor, but I just kind of go through and I'm like, what if you change this to this? Or what if you, you know, we just kind of help her polish it up a little bit before she sends it to the editor. So I'm going to tell you that by yesterday, my brain is so tired.
Like, no doubt.
I mean, it's almost harder.
100% it's harder.
Right? To try to like.
Yes, because it's not your idea. It's not something that you're not familiar with it in the way that you are when it's your idea. Like you've got to take in what she's saying. You've got to analyze what she's saying. Then you've got to evaluate what she's saying, you know, and then make suggestions. It's way harder.
Yeah. It was very taxing. But I'm going to say that yesterday at 3:30 p.m., she wrote the last sentence of her first draft. And I looked at her and I said, how do you feel? And she burst into tears. And I was I've never felt something more because I was like, yes, that's how it feels. Like, because I think, you know, she took this on. It's been, I mean, she has known that this was on her plate since probably December of last year. And so I think it's just been this journey and like, man, it has, and I've known kind of what it's cost her emotionally and spiritually as she's kind of gone on this journey. So it just felt like, man, like this is, I mean, now we all know she's going to see it again for edits and all kinds of different things, but like just for that creative point. But it was funny because I was like, oh, the sickness has gotten you, because last night we went to dinner and she was like, so I'm thinking for my next book. And I was like, okay, I see.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, That's it. That's the thing that happens to you.
Yep. I was like, it's addictive.
The puzzle of a book is quite enjoyable. It really is.
Yep. So
our most recent major life change was when we sent Caroline off to college, but this made us think more about securing our future and what that really looks like. Traditional estate planning can cost thousands of dollars, and one-size-fits-all templates may not capture all the important details of the life that you've built. With Trust and Will, you can protect your legacy from the comfort of your home starting at just $159. To me, there is such a peace of mind that comes with knowing that you've taken care of these details, because they're hard and they're complicated and it's a lot to think about, but an estate plan can ensure that your family stays prepared and protected no matter what comes. You can create your estate plan in minutes with Trust and Will. Trust and Will has simplified the process of creating and managing your will or trust online, from finding out what's right for your family to finalizing documents with a notary. Each will or trust is crafted to be state-specific and customized to your specific needs. For example, care wishes, nominating guardians, final arrangements, and power of attorney, all those things that you have to think about. You can help your loved ones avoid lengthy and expensive legal proceedings or having the state decide what happens to your assets. You can gain peace of mind today with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/bigboo. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/bigboo.
So I ordered, which I need to ask you some questions about this, because I finally ordered and got an air fryer for Perry and me last week.
Okay.
So it was like an Amazon deal. It's this Kasori, like 6-quart air fryer. I've gotten it. Number one, I don't have a ton of countertop space. So I cleared off some countertop space and I put it in. Perry said, well, that looks lovely. Welcome to our air fryer. So okay. Number one, I have to figure out what I'm going to do, because we've already got our ice machine. We've already got our Keurig. So I need to find a place for it where it doesn't just feel like, here is my large major appliance sitting on top of my countertop.
You know, I keep mine in my laundry room.
Okay, see, that's what I'm wondering. I think I need to, that's what I was saying. I was like, I think I need to clear off space and keep it somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying, because we had ours on the counter before we redid the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I don't love stuff on my countertops. Like,
no.
I'm not really one to decorate my countertops. Mm-hmm. Like, I like things to be pretty streamlined.
Yeah.
And so once they redid the kitchen and they got the new countertops in, I was like, I'm not putting an air fryer on that. And so, but our microwave is also in our laundry room, because we have this space, this little, it's like a ledge in there. That's where the return vent is. Uh-huh. So our microwave has always been there since we first moved in this house. And so I just put the air fryer beside it. And I like it being in there. I really do. Because our pantry's in there, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's not inconvenient. It's just, and we use it all the time, but I do like it not being on the countertop.
Okay. Well, this is good to know, but she came in basically and Perry and I were having a discussion about the air fryer, and then I was trying to get Alexa to work. And then I got in my car and she said, you and Dad are really empty nesters.
Yeah.
She said, y'all are really, and I felt it. You know what I mean? Like I heard us doing stuff. I heard us having conversations.
Yes.
And I could feel kind of her, not maybe even her judgment, but just her amusement at the mundane things that we choose to discuss and talk about.
But I mean, this is where we are.
It is.
This is what we have at this stage. This is, it's inevitable too.
Like,
it's just inevitable that you go from talking about things that are, I don't know, like, what are you going to do this weekend? To, you know, a situation where it's like, what am I going to do with this coffee maker?
It's
the progression, really.
That's it. And then I'm listing, and I'm listing all the things that Perry can make in the air fryer. You can make toast. You can make an egg. You can put a piece of fish in there. We can cook steak in there. Would you like to put a hot dog in there? Like, I'm listing and I can hear myself and I'm like, stop. Talk about something, anything, like whatever. But no, it's just, you can't help it. It's just, it's where you are. So
yeah, it really
is. It's kind of humbling.
Yeah, it really is. Here's what I like about the air fryer. One, I remember thinking when we got ours, like, how do you know how long to cook things? You really don't.
Yes.
It's just sort of a crapshoot every time. I just sort of always go about 395 with everything. I start around 6 minutes. I see where it takes me.
Okay.
It just, now some frozen foods will have very specific instructions. A lot of Trader Joe's stuff will have very specific instructions. But by and large, like if you want to make a little breakfast burrito or some toast, or like this morning I toasted an English muffin in ours. It's just, you know, whatevs. Okay. But nothing really burns ever. So
okay. Well, I just think
if you stay under the 10-minute mark, you're usually pretty safe.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, it all works out. It's fine.
Okay.
So,
This is good information. I haven't cooked anything in it yet because it's like it's just staring at me, and I'm like, uh-huh. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you. But I'm ready to learn and grow in this area.
Yes. Well, it's great for quick suppers. It's great for, it's great if you want to make even like a grilled cheese, just, it's very convenient, the air fryer. So we've enjoyed it. And we're not really ones to jump on board with the latest appliances or small appliances.
Yeah.
We've never owned a toaster. You know, I just always made toast in the oven, but I like the air fryer for toast and bread and toasting my English muffins and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, this is good to know. I'm excited about it. I plan to, you know, this weekend we ate out because Caroline was home. Actually, we didn't. We grilled on, but anyway, for the most part, we were eating out. And so I just haven't had a chance. But I'm going to experiment. I'm going to try to. I told Perry, I said, you can cook an egg in it. He goes, what do I do? How do I cook an egg? And I was like, I don't know, but I know that you can.
You can cook an egg in it. You absolutely can. Now, Alex came home for just a minute Friday morning. Because he had a class that got canceled and he came here just, we needed to talk about some stuff. And so he came by here and he texted me later that afternoon and he said, hey, I may come home and spend the night tonight. I don't know, but I'm thinking I may come home and spend the night. I was like, that's great. You just let me know. And I was going to the Enneagram workshop and I was like, I'll be gone, but I'll be back. And then he texted a little bit later and he said, Jackson's actually not feeling great. Jackson says he may come and stay at the house. And I was like, that's great. Y'all just come on whenever. Well, as it turned out, Alex did not come over here at all, but Jackson did.
Oh, okay.
And I've never felt more like honey and big in my life.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I come back from the Enneagram thing. And Jackson got here about 5 minutes after I did. He sat here. He talked to David and me forever.
Makes me so happy.
Uh-huh. And then we all went to bed. And then David said the next morning, I got up and I went back to the workshop, but David was here. And so when Jackson got up, David said, well, do you want some Chick-fil-A?
Oh.
And Jackson said, sure. David went and got him Chick-fil-A, brought it back. And Jackson stayed here until 4:30 in the afternoon.
God love him.
I know. Listen. It makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. And Alex had texted me at one point. He was like, have you seen my roommate? And I was like, listen, I'm at the Enneagram thing. I guess he's still at the house. And he was.
He's piled up on our couch living his best
100%
life.
100%. College football.
That was so me with Honey and Big in college. Like the times that I would tell Gully, like I'd be like, do you want to go out to your parents' house? Like and she'd be like, no. And I'd be like, I do. Can we please go out to your parents' house? Like I so get that. I totally get it.
So anyway, it's the sweetest. So anyway, so we got to hang out with him and then that was really about it. Other than, listen, if you want to, I will talk about the Enneagram for some time, but I recognize that everybody's appetite for that, you know, is not maybe where mine is right now.
I was at dinner with my girlfriends on Monday night and we were all talking about all the different supplements and different things that we take because we're all perimenopausal and what are we doing to feel good and to age well and all of that stuff. And it will come as no surprise that what I told them was, if there is one thing that I am going to keep doing, it's taking my AG1. I initially gave AG1 a try because I felt like healthy aging shouldn't feel so complicated. I was taking so many different supplements and mixing and matching all these pills and powders and it was exhausting. But one daily scoop of AG1 covers all my nutrient gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. And just 60 seconds every morning, I know that I'm giving my body what it needs and I'm setting up a sustainable habit. I love the way I feel on AG1. I drink it first thing every morning before I have my coffee, and I love that it's the perfect way to start my day. AG1 contains prebiotics, probiotics, and gut-supporting ingredients to support your digestion. It reduces bloating. It keeps you regular. In a research study, 80% of participants noticed less gas and bloating after 30 days of drinking AG1. And in another recent research study, AG1 was actually shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in the gut. These healthy bacteria work together to break down food and are known to alleviate bloating, promote digestive regularity, and aid in digestive comfort long term. This is something I've noticed. When I eat bad on the weekend or whatever, normally that would take me down. But since I drink AG1, I've noticed major changes in my gut health. I have less bloating. I overall just feel like my digestion has improved. Aside from the vitamins and minerals in AG1, it's got the prebiotics and the probiotics, everything you need to have a healthy foundation. AG1 has all non-GMO ingredients. It contains no added sugar. It fills your nutrient gaps, and just one daily scoop provides whole body benefits like gut, immune, and stress support. And don't we all need those? Start with AG1 and notice the difference for yourself. It's a great first step to investing in your health, and that's why they've been a proud partner of ours for so long. Try AG1 and get a free bottle of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's a $48 value for free if you go to drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Tell us, hit us with some points. Tell us, give us some takeaways, Soph.
So Suzanne Stabile and her husband, Joe Stabile, were at Canterbury Methodist here in Birmingham, and they did like a Friday night, Saturday workshop on the Enneagram and spiritual practices. And so the whole point was, there was lots of information about the different types and the different stances and all that kind of stuff. But that was what Suzanne taught on, and then her husband taught about what spiritual practices or disciplines are helpful for those particular Enneagram types. It was fascinating.
Okay.
And my friend Heather was there. My friend Jamie Golden was there. Our friend April was there sitting right behind us. And it's the kind of thing where when you sit there and you listen to that, and they're both such good teachers. Like, I so appreciate gifted teachers, you know, and they're such good teachers, but it is the kind of thing you need to be able to process out loud because the information is dense. And I've always wanted to hear them teach in person, but just had never had an opportunity to do it. So, and you want to talk about the best activity the weekend before you have a book come out?
Oh, 100%.
It's just to go, listen, that's the best, like Homer Simpson back into the bushes kind of thing I could have done, you know, where I was just there to listen. And, but like at lunch on Saturday, I went to lunch with Jamie and Heather, and I was like, okay, I have questions. Because I'd gotten confused in a couple of places, or maybe had misunderstood something I learned earlier, you know, like a couple of years ago, and was trying to straighten it all out. So it felt like the best kind of like just nerd it up, just put your pencil in your hair, get out your highlighters. I took so many notes. It was real. It was great. It was just delightful. And really instructive. And I know it's not everybody's thing. I know people have all kinds of different feelings about it. I'm interested in anything that helps me understand people better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to understand myself better. And so from that perspective, it was not just interesting. It was encouraging to me.
Okay. I love that.
So it was great. It was great.
So good. So good.
I loved sitting in that church with my iPad and David had given me one of his little electronic pencils and I just took my notes. And I went back yesterday. We went to early church, and so we were home really early. And I got my notes out again and I read through them, and, again, I love to try to understand people. I don't know what that is. I don't know where that comes from, but it's one of my favorite things. And so, you know, I wanted to be a psychology major when I was going to college, and my aunt Choxy told me that I would never make a living wage. And so my response to that was to become a teacher.
Okay.
Teach English.
Yes, because that's where the big bucks are.
That's where the big bucks were.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I think I'm just hardwired that way. You know, I love learning about it. So, and it was fantastic. And I love listening to Jamie process, you know, as she went. And then I think Heather and I worked together for 7 years. And so it was really a lovely way to spend 2 days. And so I'm really glad I did it.
Y'all know how much I love Osea's products, and one of my new favorites is their new Undaria Algae Body Wash. It has become a must-have addition for my shower. It is like a tropical paradise with an iconic, all-natural, uplifting, citrusy scent that is so natural. It doesn't give me a headache. It doesn't feel perfumey. It infuses my shower with the healing power of the sea, formulated with nourishing, nutrient-rich Undaria seaweed, glycerin, and an oil blend. It just provides a gentler, plant-based cleansing experience and an all-natural scent. And I love that the hydrating formula doesn't strip my skin. It leaves it feeling soft and hydrated the minute I get out of the shower. It's got this gel-like texture that feels so great. It's got a beautiful rich lather, an all-natural scent, and it just makes me feel so hydrated and moisturized when I get out of the shower. It leaves my skin soft and smooth and revitalized, and it's this great citrusy scent that's like uplifting notes of grapefruit, lime, and cypress blended with sweet notes of mango mandarin. It smells so good. You can upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
Okay, I love that. So tell us about, how does it feel to be, because we're recording this on Monday, the book comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Y'all, it's so good. And I'm going to say it again, get this book. When the whole time I read it, like when I read the early chapters, if you were looking for a book that you could, let me say my spiel.
Okay.
If you were looking for a book that you could use in a small group discussion, if you're looking for something that you could do with a group of women, if you're looking for, and we're going to do it on Patreon. So, you know, if you haven't gotten it, get it for that, because we're going to talk about it and we actually get to have the author with us. But I'm just saying, it is such a good book that can lead to so many good discussions. I sent a copy home with Caroline this weekend because I was like, you need to read this. Like, it's just really good about healthy leadership and what that looks like and the places that we lead. And just that, you know, and I think there can be such a thing about people like, well, I don't lead anything. Well, if you run your household, you're leading something. If you're raising kids.
Yeah. If you influence one person, you're a leader.
That's it. I mean, whatever you do in your workplace, you're a leader somewhere. Yeah. You have people that are looking up to you.
We don't use the language of leadership in a lot of our church spaces to talk about the things that women do. We use the language of helping. We use the language of serving. Those are forms of leadership for sure. But women are leaders and women are leading.
Yep.
And so it's important that we think about how to do that in a healthy way. And even if we're thinking like, well, I don't want to lead. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I get that because listen, nobody likes to back up and back out of stuff more than I do. Y'all know mm-hmm. my favorite thing in the world are some canceled plans, an opportunity to stay home, stay in my pajamas. We're not talking about trying to grab hold of leadership for the sake of power. We're talking about grabbing hold of the fact that you have influence over people. Uh-huh. That means you lead them. How do we do that in a way that is healthy and that is working in the direction of deliverance as opposed to power?
Yeah.
And so how do we do that redemptively? Yeah. So I will say, here's how I feel. I was thinking about this morning. When I say I don't feel anything, I mean, I don't have my normal butterflies.
Yeah.
I don't have my normal, like, uh-oh, here it goes. Mm-hmm. And I think this book of all my books has been the easiest one for me to talk about as I've done podcasts and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because one, it's something like it's, you go to the core of me and you're going to find somebody going, ooh, that's good leadership. That's healthy. You know, like, I think because I love the topic so much. And I think I've made it clear I love Moses. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'm good. I know, like, there's always kind of a letdown when a book comes out that's inevitable.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this to be like Debbie Downer, but like, odds are some people will buy it, but mm-hmm. not everybody, and not, you know, like, and so, so I always, I think, probably try to manage my expectations and probably try mm-hmm. to keep my expectations small. But I think I would be good with talking about this one forever, you know? So from that perspective, it's been much easier on the promotion side of things for me this time, because I feel like I'm talking about a topic and I feel like I'm talking about Moses or I'm talking mm-hmm. about the book of Exodus, but I don't feel like I'm having to talk about myself.
Yeah.
Which is not my fave. So.
That totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. Yeah. And I think it would be such a good, Caroline asked me this question this weekend when we were working on her book. She said, she was like, do you feel like this is like, is this too intense for the age group that I'm writing it for? Because, you know, it's for young women. And I think it's probably, given now that I've read it, I would say it's probably going to start maybe at 14, a mature 14-year-old, mm-hmm. but could go up to, like, I was like, I think there are grown women that need to hear a lot of this stuff.
Sure.
But I think the thing is like, if you have a group of, and I was like, the thing is sometimes I feel like that younger age group, we've talked down to them, or we've simplified things, or we haven't given them the whole truth about what something looks like or the places where they can lead and have a voice and all that stuff. So what I'm saying is, listen, I'm going to be like Martha with this book. You could use it in a small group Bible study with some young women. If you have a group of teenagers, I think that this study would be great. I mean, I think the book would be a great discussion book, because I think you could easily, it lends itself so easily to coming up with some questions, or here are some topics that we can have or things that we can discuss. And then if you do it in conjunction with like reading through Exodus, I think it could be amazing. So I'm just saying, don't underestimate, don't look at it as just a book. Look at it as a tool that you could use in a lot of different situations with a lot of different groups, because I think it's a message everybody needs to hear.
Yeah. And I do, I feel like I've tried to say this when I've done different podcast things, but, and I say this at the very beginning of the book, I'm not trying to get anybody to buy into my personal theology about what women's roles should be, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's room for so many perspectives in this discussion. And because that's a personal thing. That's a personal conviction where people arrive because of scripture, because of their own experiences, because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And really what somebody else thinks about that is none of my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But within all of those structures, and listen, I was raised Methodist. I've been worked in a Presbyterian school. I've been a member of a Baptist church. I've been a member of an Episcopalian church. Like, I get it. I get like all the differing views on this thing. The point is, wherever you are, and whatever your personal convictions happen to be, I'm not trying to change them. I'm just trying to say, hey, inside of whatever place it is that you're exercising your leadership, what does it look like to do that in a healthy way? I'm not trying to say it's not prescriptive. It's not like a set of things
you need to do
or a certain way you need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Melanie will tell you, one thing I believe with my whole heart is if people's convictions are rooted and grounded in love, you get to have them. And it's not my job to change them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so good. So good. I'm excited for you. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you. I'm actually excited, and I'm so glad that I did it, because normally, you know, I like to commemorate events with really maybe a trip to Chewy's. But I'm so glad that that I reached out to my friends at Little Professor here in Birmingham, and that we're doing something on Thursday night here. Because it feels like a way to market, you know? And so I'm really looking forward to that. I think that'll be, plus I didn't know I was going to be by myself this week because David has to go to Maine for work. Okay. So it'll be good for me to be able to be with some people and, you know.
Yes, it'll be so fun. I think that's going to be great.
I do too.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else happening? Any other things of note we need to discuss?
No, I mean, I see here we did not talk about that Taylor showed up again at the Chiefs game, which continues to be the gift.
And her Canadian tuxedo.
Listen, don't think Caroline Schenkel didn't send that to me and say, look at the fit. You know what I mean?
Oh, that fit was impeccable. Mm-hmm. It was immaculate, that fit was.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair was everything.
Yeah.
If I were deep in the Swiftie lore, I'm sure I could have interpreted it, you know, as meaning something else. Then she shows up at the U.S. Open in her gingham sundress, and Travis and his Gucci hat.
Listen,
just as cute as they could be. I did not know. Like Thursday night, I sat down to watch the Chiefs game. I was so happy to see her.
Yes.
Like, I was not even prepared, because I'm always going to watch the Chiefs because of Chris Jones, who went to Mississippi State, because he's amazing.
Yeah.
And he makes me so happy. He's one of our finest Bulldogs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I was like a Taylor. Like,
yeah, there she is. I know. It's like we had kind of forgotten. You know what I mean?
I'm so happy to see her.
Yeah. Listen, I had some questions about Travis's hat. I recognize that it was Gucci. It looked a little mush mouth from Fat Albert adjacent to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminded me of a what's that band, the Hey Now, You're a Rock Star.
Smash Mouth.
It was a little like one of their videos to me. Like it was something about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looked like in that hat, he looked like somebody on SNL playing the role of Travis Kelce at the US yes. Open. That's yes. what I felt like. I was like,
that's true.
The hat feels like a lot. I wondered if Taylor was like, hey, I don't know about the hat, but he feels good about it. I don't know. I had questions, but listen, they're cute. And I asked Caroline last night, I was like, do you believe it's a fake relationship? And Caroline said, I choose not to go down that path.
There's not one thing in me that thinks it's fake. I think if we think that's fake, we need to examine the impact of cynicism in our lives. We need to ask ourselves, what has somebody done to us to make us distrust a public display of affection or love?
Yeah,
I don't know. I cannot entertain that. Mm-hmm. I do mm-hmm. not have room for that in my personal perspective.
No, because it makes you want to say, who hurt you, Becky?
That's
you know, right. Like, why can't?
Yeah. No, it's not fake.
Let us feel joy. Let us feel.
Let them be happy.
Yeah.
Let them dance at the U.S. Open. My word.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, whatever. So anyway.
I did start a show last night that I'm not recommending. I'm just saying I started a show.
Oh, tell me.
But I'm going to tell you, it is fascinating. And I almost texted you, but I didn't want to start you on this particular journey as late as it was when I was watching.
Okay. All right. Tell me though. I need to
Couples
know.
Therapy on Showtime.
Oh no. Okay. Oh. All right. Is it a real show?
It's a real show. It's okay. Real couples. Apparently I had to read about it afterwards. I've seen like things about it on TikTok. It is not a family friendly show. This is not for the children.
Okay.
These are complex adult relationships, but oh my goodness. And so it's a couple and they go to therapy and they apparently get like 15 to 20 therapy sessions free of charge for participating in the show.
Oh, okay.
And they have a very gifted psychotherapist who helps them. I only watched maybe 5 episodes last night.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get in the weeds with this, but there was one couple, and particularly the husband of one couple that I went to sleep thinking about him, and I woke up thinking about him, and not because I had good reasons to do so.
Okay. All right.
You know, there's very little that gets under my skin like a narcissist.
Yes.
And man, I could not stop. It wasn't so much that I couldn't stop thinking about him. I could not stop thinking about his wife having to live with him. It's really how it went.
Okay. All right. Well, you know the dynamics. You know how I am about relational dynamics right now. I feel like that is my Enneagram is about family dynamics, relational dynamics.
It's going to be, I mean, it, you know what? I think this is going to be the thing now that you're really embracing your empty nest life with the air fryer.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is going to be the show to market. This is going to be the show for you.
Okay.
Right. You and I are going to, when you watch, you and I are going to have some things that we need to get to the bottom of.
It's cannot wait.
Something else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I started on a similar, but on a fictional show. I started watching, I've watched the first 2 episodes of The Perfect Couple.
That book.
Okay. I don't think I read the book. In fact, I know I didn't.
Okay.
But it's Nicole Kidman. Listen, it has sucked me right in. And I was worried because it's kind of a murder mystery thing. You know, I always worry about, is it going to be too creepy? Like, is it
right.
going to, but it's not. Like, it's family dynamics. It's seeing all the different characters and the whole thing. And Nicole Kidman is just stellar. Like, oh my gosh. So, and they're in this beautiful house in Nantucket. And so the backgrounds and the clothes and the whole thing. Listen, I'm in. I'm all the way in for The Perfect Couple.
Yeah, I read that over the summer, and man, I mean, it's such good relational dynamics. It's a twisty, turny delight. It's what it is.
Yeah. So anyway, so that is what I watched.
Okay.
That's what I started over the weekend.
All righty. Well, is it time for 5 favorites?
right. This first one, I've been so excited. I've been waiting to tell you about it because I knew it was going to be my five favorites. I kept seeing different people talk about this mascara. And I was like, I saw Whirl talk about it. Several different people. So I ordered, it's the Swede Cloud Mascara. Now listen, I'd never heard of Swede nor her mascara, but I'm going to tell you, I get why people love this. The brush is perfection.
Okay.
It's such a, listen, I am totally channeling Martha. It's such a blacky black. Like it is so inky black that it just, it almost, here's what I love about it. It almost, when it's on your eyelashes almost look wet with it.
Okay. I mean, like, I'm putting my email address in right now so I can order some.
There's something about the way it lifts and separates. You can order it directly from their website. I linked it to it on Revolve just because it's free shipping. And so if you want to do it that way, you can. But I'm telling you, it is, I didn't think anything was going to get me off of my Lancome, but this has gotten me off of my Lancome. I love it. It's really, really good. So
Listen, it's coming here. It'll ship UPS second day air. It'll be here Thursday.
Okay. I feel like it's going to serve you well. Apparently it's won some awards. I'm a big fan of it. So, and it stays, it doesn't clump. It goes on so well. It separates your lashes. It's really good. So,
it looks a little bit like the Thrive brush to me, which I love the Thrive Cosmetics mascara brush.
Yeah, it is a lot like the Thrive brush because the way it's got all those little things in it, but it's not a tubing mascara, which I like, and it doesn't weigh down your lashes, but it really is smudge proof. So I, big fan. Then everything else I'm going to tell you that you can tell you that we can tell I'm moving into a new season because everything else I'm going to tell you about is clothes.
Yay!
I know. So the first thing is this. I've seen Zara has a version of this, but I found it on Amazon and I ordered it. It's the women's fashionable sleeveless short knitted sweater vest button cardigan with pockets.
I can't wait.
Listen, this is the cutest little chunky knit. Like it is the perfect, and it's been a little cool here, by which I mean it's only been like 85 here this week, but the mornings have
frigid.
Been cool. So So it's made me start thinking about it. But this is the cutest little sweater with these big buttons. You could wear it by itself if you wanted to. It's short, so like you can wear it untucked, but it's not too short. You know, like you don't have to worry about your stomach showing or anything like that. It looks great with high-waisted pants. It comes in a lot of colors. It's under $35. You could layer a long t-shirt under it when the weather gets cold. I think it's darling.
It is darling. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's really, really good. So that is my first thing. The second thing is, this was an Amazon thing that I think I saw Laura Godfrey post about. I can't remember, on Instagram, but I ordered it. And it's this dressy lace top for women.
Okay. Dressy lace top for women.
I had low expectations, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it because it's Amazon and I can return it or whatever. I'm going to tell you, this thing is the softest thing.
Really?
It's so pretty. It's so soft. It doesn't feel like lace. Like it almost feels like t-shirt material. Like it's really soft. It's beautiful. Like it looks so much more expensive than it is. It looks very designer. I think it's going to look so cute with like wide leg jeans and like a belt and some boots or whatever. It comes in several colors. There again, it's under $35. I got the medium. I probably could have gotten the small. But it's really pretty. So, listen, I got it in the ivory because I love an ivory top. I can't help it. So
you do. Moth to flame.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can't help it. So anyway, I got that. The fourth thing is, and I know that you have said that you have some pause about these, but I really like them. And this one, I tried it on an Anthropology and I was like, oh, I really like it. And it's these two fur sweater dress sets, this Gemini.
I looked at this in the store the other day and I was like, two fur? How do I feel about you? And I did not realize that the sweater was detachable for one thing. I did not know that.
Which is a game changer.
Yeah, it is a game changer. And I do really love the hot pink.
I think all the colors are really good. I really like this olive green situation with the black because I think it would look so cute with those black cordoni wedges that I got. I think it'd look great with black tall boots, but it's really pretty. I love that you can take the sweater off because you could just wear the dress with like a denim jacket over it or, you know, a blazer or something like that. But then you put on that little sweater thing and it's just so cute. You could wear it with sneakers. And I think mm-hmm. it's just a great, like, fun run around, go to dinner with the girls kind of look. And it does come in a lot of colors. I'm a big fan. I think the navy is so pretty.
Yes.
So anyway, that's I really love
it. I will say the twofer is growing on me. It really mm-hmm. is. It's growing on me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's got to be the right proportions too, because I've seen some of those that look like an oversized sweatshirt with just like a little skirt hanging out. And I'm like, yeah. I can't do that. That's yeah. not going to work for me. But mm-hmm. this, I think, is really pretty. And I think the slip skirts are so in right now. This is a great way to do it without having to like think about.
I bought a slip skirt last week from Anthropologie. Yes. Uh-huh. And I thought, I mean, look at me. It's 1996. You know, yeah. I mean, here we are again in 1996. And I'm just... I've got a slip skirt. Apparently, I'm going to buy some flats at some point. What a time.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's where we are. We've all circled back around. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, you're going to show up in those Steve Madden slinky shoes.
And that's right.
Okay. The last thing, I think I mentioned this on our Patreon about some fall favorites. And at the time, it wasn't on the website. But I adore this thing. It's the Live Lounge set. It's from my friends at The Collection, which is a little boutique here in San Antonio. This, when I went into their store and I tried this on, like I bought it immediately. I got it in the small. I probably could have done a medium too. I mean, it's kind of one of those, it's a lounge set. So mm-hmm. you can kind of do whatever. But I got it in the black and now they have it in the maroon. And
I just saw that.
Oh, yeah. And I got it in the maroon, which is, it's a great maroon, but it's also could be a little berry adjacent. So I don't feel super like, I feel like I could wear it when I'm not at A&M stuff, if that makes right. sense.
Hello, you my know? Friends. I'm wearing my A&M spirit yes. wear. Yes. Yes. Hello, friends.
Here I yes. am. Uh-huh. This is the patented Jimbo Fisher Walmart
That's right.
lounge maroon wear.
But I love that berry color. My yeah. goodness, that's pretty.
It's really pretty. And it's very, I think it's very size friendly in terms of like, it's because it's loungewear. So it's super comfortable. It's got an elastic waistband. The sweatshirt, you could do it as separates. Like it would really work. You could do the top separately. You could do the pants on their own. But it's such a good, because it's not fleecy. So it's yeah. it's a great weight to be able to like run around. It's great for a southern fall. I think it's like $86 for the set. But it feels very Varley / Spanx esque. I'm just a huge, huge fan of it.
Okay. It's darling.
Yeah,
darling.
It's real cute. Real cute. So anyway, those are my five favorites.
Thank you so much for your favorites. Thank you for ushering us into fall and fall fashion.
Well, I'm real excited about it. You know, the temperature, it felt so good here all weekend that I was like, I mean, Caroline and I really, we were heading to the coffee shop on Saturday and I was like, oh, if we have to sit outside, it's going to be okay. Like we're at that point now.
Yes.
Is this fake fall? It is. It's going to be hot again. But in this moment, I was like, I could sit outside and I wouldn't want to die.
Listen, what a time to be alive, right? I mean, what could be better than that? So
I know. It makes me feel full of hope.
I agree. Well, everybody, thanks for being here this week.
Thanks for listening, y'all. And we will go get Sophie's book. Go order it right now if you haven't already, because you're going to want it. And like I said, you could use it for multiple situations and multiple age groups. That's what I'm going to tell you.
You could read it. You could read it in carpool line. You could read it while you're waiting for an appointment. You could read it while you get a pedicure. You could read it. We could just list all the things.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. You could read it in your home. You could read it sitting next to a garden gnome. You could read it if you're all alone. Yeah. You could read it in a house. You could read it with a mouse.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.